TB12. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. I want to get into this best buddies thing in a little bit, but I want to talk a little football first. OTAs, with so many new wide receivers, Tom, and with the desire to have them learn the offense and synchronize them with you, what's your comfort level right now with all these new faces in new places?
Well, there's quite a few new guys on the roster, certainly at the receiver position, you know, almost the entire group. So as many days of practice as we can get, as many opportunities that we can have to actually get out there and throw the ball together in a competitive environment, I think that's where a lot of the improvement comes. So we've only had 2 days of practice, and, you know, it's a very competitive position. I think there's a lot of positions that are very competitive on our team. But, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, at this point, the work that we put in, how well it's paying off.
I'm going to ask you a question that's probably already been asked you 100 times and will be asked 1,000 more. How does Amendola look to you?
Well, Danny's he's always had a lot of talent. So to watch him out there and play against him, you know, when he was at the Rams, he was very productive. You know, and it's been fun to work with him. He's got the tenacity to him and the drive and the determination, the work ethic. In a short period of time, it's really easy to see. So, like I said, he's one of those guys where the more we throw, the better we're going to be. So we're trying to, you know, always kind of talk and communicate through practice, through the OTAs. And, you know, we threw in the spring a lot. And hopefully as the summer continues leading up to training camp, we'll get as many reps as we can together so we're on the same page.
Observers who have watched you and Danny play pitch and catch say if he didn't have a number on, he reminds you very much of Wes Welker in terms of his style, his movement, and just the way he plays the game. Would you agree?
Well, they're similar positions. You know, they're about the same height. You know, they both, you know, they got, you know, very good ability. It's hard, you know, Wes was so productive for so long. I mean, I think it's unfair to compare anyone to Wes and what he was able to accomplish in his time here. So, you know, Danny's really, you know, he's just been fun to work with. I think he's come in really with an open mind and understanding of the way that we as Patriots, you know, the way we need to play. And, you know, Josh is trying to get everyone on our entire offense up to speed with, you know, how we're going to play offense this year, how we're going to try to be more consistent than we've been the last few years. So, Danny's really taken to that. All the receivers have, and all the receivers have really had, like I said, a willingness to come in and work and listen and try to get better.
Tom, I don't know where you were when the news broke, but back here, around here, it was shocking when Wes Welker signed with Denver when he was replaced by Amendola. Was it a surprise to you when you found out?
Well, I don't think anything surprises me anymore in the NFL. So I've been around long enough to see, you know, things happen at different times, and, you know, with the greatest players of all, whether that's Wes or, you know, Randy Moss being traded from the Raiders or Brett Favre and, you know, playing for the Jets and the Vikings, it's, you know, that's what happens. This is a, like I said, it's a very tough, competitive business, and, you know, nobody appreciated Wes more than I did and what he was able to accomplish for our team, but he's moved on. He's in a good situation with, you know, another great team and a, you know, a great quarterback. So, you know, we've always kind of kept in touch. We always will. He's one of my best friends. So I certainly wish him the best.
So there was never a point where you were disappointed or even angry that your good buddy was gone.
Well, I mean, of course I have feelings. I mean, but you know, those feelings are very personal to me. And, you know, I used to get caught up in, you know, anger and frustration and disappointment, but I don't make the decisions. It's not, you know, these things aren't up to me. So, you know, at some point you got to realize the things that are out of your control, you just got to let go and focus on my job and what I need to do. And because, you know, the game moves on, the team moves on. It's, you know, there's only so long you can dwell on the past. And you know, at some point you've got to move forward. And like I said, my job for my team is to be the best quarterback and not the general manager and not the coach and not the owner. It's to try to go out there and bring, you know, my own competitiveness to the field so that, you know, those guys that I'm playing with this year can really rely on me and count on me to be the best I can be.
Well, when, I mean, that's obviously the best perspective for a guy like you. When did you reconcile that in your mind? You were pissed off when Lawyer Malloy was let go, correct? As I recall, that didn't sit well with you. But at some point, you worked it all out in your mind, and you don't let it get to you anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't. I mean, it's just there's always, you know, different sides to every situation, and you know, I've been in, you know, contract negotiations. I've been, you know, and you're on all sides. And, you know, I think the thing you control is your own attitude and your own belief system. And, you know, I learned that lesson in college, you know, and I try to keep reapplying it, not only to football, but to the rest of my life, that, you know, I'm going to focus on what I can control. And you know, that's my attitude and what I try to bring to practice. And I try to be a good leader, and I try to lead by example. And, you know, it's been a great off season to be able to be out there on the field, you know, every day to, you know, with my teammates to see what we can make of this season, because it's a new year. Everyone's starting at the same place, and there's you know, there's 32 very hopeful teams, and you know, I think we have a lot to accomplish.
Tom, when you renegotiated and took less money, to what extent was there a quid pro quo, whether stated, probably not, that if I do this, I would hope you would re-sign Wes?
Well, I don't make, you know, those aren't my demands, or I didn't, you know, I want us to field as competitive a team as we possibly can. And I have all the trust in the world that, you know, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan and Coach Belichick do that. So I don't, you know, there's nothing about, you know, me, you know, I don't say that. I'm not general manager. I can't say, you know, look, I do this, you do this. It's just, you know, that's what my decision was. That was kind of a value proposition for me, and wanting to be in this system with, you know, Coach Belichick and the other players that I've been able to play with. And, you know, I think we are going to field a competitive team. It's competitive thus far through the off-season conditioning program and through the OTAs thus far. So, you know, we've been close. We were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. We were in the AFC Championship last year. And, you know, I know we have a good team. You know, it's just we've got to do a few more things, you know, better. And, you know, hopefully that will lead to more success.
Yeah, I saw you told Peter King this week that you're throwing the ball better than ever going in your 14th year. You said, what's different, say, than a year ago or 2 years ago? Why do you feel that way?
And by the way, Tom, I'm introducing you to Kirk Minahan.
Oh, hey, Tom. How are you?
Meter's no longer here. Minahan's in his place. Kirk Minahan, Tom Brady.
Hi, Kirk. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Tom.
Well, you know, I think that I'm always trying to find ways to improve, and just like every player on our team is trying to do that. If you're a receiver, you're trying to become a better route runner. Certainly as a quarterback, my job is to throw the ball with accuracy, you know, with my decision making. And I think those are the things that you can improve in the off season. I'm trying to work hard to continually improve those things. So, you know, my mechanics are always important to me. They always have been, and to try to find ways to become even more efficient over the years that I've been playing. This has been a big off season where, you know, I feel like I've made some significant improvements.
Are you worried about Gronkowski?
You know, I think any injured player, you know, you're always hoping they come back fresh and strong and healthy. And, you know, he's dealing with his situation. And, you know, I hope that he's out there as soon as he can be, as soon as he's ready. You know, I want him to see him out there helping the team win. It's, you know, he's been battling through a long time. And, you know, his mental toughness and his excitement and what he brings to the team, you know, are really unmatched. So when he is healthy, you know, I'll be excited to have him out there. And it'll be nice to see what our offense can be like when Aaron's out there and Rob's out there and, you know, all the other guys that have been injured, you know, have been out there and can contribute fully to the team.
Hey, we know some guys get it and others don't. Some guys are on the same page with you offensively, receivers I'm talking about, and some aren't. How do you know, Tom, and how soon do you know when you're with a guy like Amendola or a guy like Donald Jones or a rookie, how quickly will you know if they can grasp all the things that you need them to grasp to be effective?
Well, it's a process. There's no question. I think there are certain players that I've played with that get it right away, like Dion,
right.
As an example, like Wes as an example, like Randy as an example. I mean, those guys were so football smart. You know, they kind of know how to play the game. They know how to play the position. They know how to get open for certain looks or the type of body language, you know, they give to me as the quarterback so I can anticipate throwing the ball. So, you know, I wouldn't say 2 days into OTAs we have it figured out, but, you know, by training camp, by mid-training camp, we'll have a pretty good idea of, you know, who I'm most comfortable with. And all those guys, whether you're, you know, you just try to get more comfortable. If you're starting at a place where you don't have a lot of comfort, then you're working hard every day to develop that comfort. And that comes with the repetition and the practice. And certainly under the most pressurized situations is when you learn the most. And that's, to me, football is so much about mental toughness. It's, you know, it's digging deep. It's doing whatever you need to do, you know, to help the team win. And that comes in a lot of different shapes and forms. That comes on the practice field. But, you know, you really see it when you're in the heat of the battle and the willingness that someone has, you know, to do something that's asked of them when it matters most.
Hey, I find your relationship with Tom House fascinating. Former Red Sox pitcher, a guy who introduced footballs to the bullpens in Major League Baseball, where players started throwing footballs around the baseball field, and now he's your guy since you lost your old guru, Tom Martinez. But I don't understand anything you told Peter King about what he does. Kinetic sequencing, getting the power from the ground, ground force production. It sounds like he's one of these really brilliant kind of wonky guru types, like in Kung Fu. Remember who taught young Grasshopper all that kind of thing? Is it really mental what he's doing for you?
Well, the mental part of football is, you know, I mean, it's so important to grasp your offense and read decision making, anticipation, and so forth. When it comes to the actual throwing the ball, like I said, you know, it comes down to mechanics. And, you know, I always use golf as an example. I mean, the ball doesn't move. I mean, you're standing there looking at the ball. You have a lot of time to be able to, you know, think about your swing. But the guys that are consistent over the course of time have their best mechanics. So if you're slightly off, you're still pretty good. I mean, guys, you know, that's kind of weekend hackers that go out there and don't have very good mechanics. Well, to go out and shoot, you know, even par is nearly impossible. But for the pros, it's not, because they work really hard on, you know, the mechanics, and the mechanics are what allow you to, you know, do what you need to do so that, you know, you get the ball where you want it to go. Whether that's golf or football, it's the same thing. I mean, there's mechanics to throwing a football, and how do you maximize your efficiency? And I think I've really been intrigued over the last few years, you know, to learn a lot of the reasons why and not necessarily just how to do it. So that's more what it's been about with Tom House. He's taken a very scientific approach to throwing the ball, and it's fun to learn. It's fun to improve, and it's fun to see yourself make improvements, because that's part of the motivation, you know, as you continue on in this game, to get better and better and better and better, and so that you can be at your best for your team.
In this offseason, did T.O. beg you, pay you to throw him the ball, or did he just wander onto the practice field where you were?
Well, he was just out there with Danny, and I were going out to throw, and T.O., you know, came out, you know, and had the chance to throw with him, which you know, was my first time ever. So Danny and I had kind of scheduled a time to go, and it was fun to be out there to kind of get a jump on the season.
Okay, before we get to the best buddies thing, I got to ask you about the Kentucky Derby. I've seen you excited, but maybe you're not quite that excited away from the football field, Tom. What was that all about? What's the relationship? And that man hug lasted maybe a little longer than felt comfortable for me.
Well, it was just a fun experience. We've been going to the Kentucky Derby for a long time with a lot of my buddies, with Wes and Dan Copen and Teddy Bruschi and Lonnie Paxton, a lot of guys that I played with. Randy came 1 year. So I've been going for about 12 years, and we went down with a friend of ours who is an owner of the horse. So we actually kind of had a rooting interest, and we had a rooting interest for several months. You know, so it's kind of like we're very much a fan, and I haven't had that experience in a very long time where you're just very happy that someone else won. So yeah, I was very, I would say, overjoyed.
If you were, go ahead, finish.
And it was it was a long build-up to that race, so we were all having a great time.
If you were going to bet some money on it, why would you choose $4,750 instead of like $4,500 or $5,000?
I don't know where all that was reported.
It's not true?
I was just, like I said, I was most happy that, you know, my buddy's horse won, which was just it was really cool. It was really cool.
According to the IRS, you didn't bet anything, right?
Nothing. Is that, right.
Nothing. Just were there for fun.
I had no idea what I even bet at that point of the day. So.
Don't you get nervous eating when you have a suit that white? You had that white tuxedo on. I wouldn't be able to eat anything that day. It'd be all over my outfit.
There's forks and knives. You ever used a fork or a knife or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I'm a mess. I'm a disaster.
Do you wear suits like that again, or is it like Michael Jordan? He used to wear suits once and like give them away. Do you wear that? Will you wear that again?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, things that I don't wear after a while, I give to my friends, you know, a lot of teammates and stuff. But, you know, no, I'll find a time for that. You guys will. Maybe Miami, when we play in Miami, like Miami Vice or something like that.
There you go. I mentioned earlier your Labor of Love Best Buddies Challenge is coming up. Give us the details on it. It's next weekend, correct, Tom, with a football game and the bike ride?
Yeah, next Friday we have a football game at Harvard Stadium. We've been doing it for, 4 or 5 years now, and every year it's grown. This year all the funds that are being made are being given to the Boston One Fund. Which is very cool to support all the marathon, the people who are injured in the marathon. So that's Friday night. That's a great turnout. It's a lot of fun. And then Saturday is the race from north of Boston to Hyannisport to support Best Buddies with, you know, which is a great organization I've been involved with for 12 years. You know, we raised $3-4 million last year, which was great, and hopefully we do more this year. So come on out. It's a great event. A lot of my teammates will be there, and it's really a highlight of my off season.
I assume people can just Google Best Buddies and find the details of both Friday and Saturday if they're interested in joining up, right?
Yep, bestbuddies.org, I believe, and that'll give you everything you need to know.
Hey, let me ask you, on this football game Friday night, A, will you be wearing a red jersey, and B, if Bernard Pollard shows up, will you please sit in the sidelines, or how does that work?
He's not invited.
He's not invited.
No.
So, no, there's heavy security.
Hey, have you seen the 2,000-foot Uggs poster hanging over the Mass Pike?
Yes, I drive by it every day.
Yeah, is that your Lua there with you?
Yes, it is. So that's our oldest daughter.
you used to have a little dog, too, but I assume Lua ate it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, she's not with us anymore. That was my dog, my wife's dog of 14 years. So she passed away last year.
Tom, good talking to you. Best of luck with the OTAs and going forward with football, and certainly with Best Buddies next weekend. Football game Friday, races on Saturday. Bestbuddies.org is the way to find out the information you need to get involved. Good talking to you, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan and Minahan.